Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishman Sam Yaakov Shom Le'av Asitzchok. We're holding in Horius Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about Shemen HaMishcha and all the miracles that were done with Shemen HaMishcha. And the Gemara tells us that any Kohen Gadol, needs Shemen HaMishcha in order to be appointed Kohen Gadol, even if it's a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol. Even a son of a Kohen Gadol also needs Shemen HaMishcha. But a son of a king, Melech ben Melech, if there's no machlokes, if it's a time of Shalom, you don't do Shemen HaMishcha. What is the difference? Why do you require Shemen HaMishcha by a Kohen Gadol, even if it's a son of a Kohen Gadol, but not by a king? So first of all, we have to understand the Shemen HaMishcha that gives authority to a king, that gives authority to a Kohen Gadol, is because the Shemen HaMishcha is so Kaddosh. It comes from such a very high place. The Maharal here in Chiddush HaGadol points this out. He says, all the Kedusha that we have in the world, which is the Mishkan, the Kalev, and the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol, is all Nimshech B'Shemen HaMishcha. So that's the thing that gives Kedusha to all these things down in the world. That means its connection to the Mokom above. Where does Kedusha come from? From the Elyonim, from Shemaim. So if what brings the Kedusha, Shemaim, down to the Haaretz, is the Shemen HaMishcha, it's the Bekadesh. That means it's something which gets connected, it's something so Elyon, so high. Says the Maharal, that's why there's so many Nisim that we're doing with it. That's why it remains lost and lovely. It stays intact. That all the Shinuim, all the changes that you have in this world, is when things are here under the auspices of Olam Hazeh. So in this world, you have Zman, and you have Mokoyim, and things get old, and things get depleted. But something that belongs to above this world, it does not get depleted. It's not something that gets lost. And that's what Shemen HaMishcha represents. And that's why it's something which is always stays intact regardless of what you do with it. So with this, let's learn two ways that Achrayim explain the difference between the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol. The Avni Nezer, in Yeridah Siman Shin Yud Beis, he explains that a king, once a king dies, his Gdusha goes away. Ain't Shilto in Yerba Mavis. It's similar to what we saw before in the Gemara. Asher Nasi Yechto, Nasi is a Nasi only while he's a Nasi, only while he's ruling. So once the king dies, his son inherits him. That tremendous Gdusha connection to above that he had through the Shemen HaMishcha will pass to his son. Masha'inke in a Kohen Gadol, which is not a din of Shiltoin, it's not a din of Melucho, that remains even after he dies. The Kohen Gadol, even after his Ptira, still has the Gdusha of Kohen Gadol. This connects to the Reb Tzadik HaKohen that we mentioned in the previous shiur. He explains that the Maila of a king is his Guf. He does the Maisim. So when a person dies, his body is over, and he mila his Maisim are over. But the Kohen Gadol's Maila is his Moyach, his Machshava, his Seichel, the Neshama. That always remains. That doesn't go away in a time of Miso. So he made it very fitting, the Kohen Gadol continues to be here. So if his son wants to take over now, he needs to have a new Shemen HaMishcha. He can't inherit his father because his father is still holding on to the Kedusha of Shemen HaMishcha. The Rogachover in the Tzavos Paneach Tanino, he explains that the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a king is that the king gets a Shemen HaMishcha, and once he gets Shemen HaMishcha, he is in the level of king. And the Shemen HaMishcha is a one-time event. The Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, it's continuous. The Shemen HaMishcha is every single moment giving the Kedusha to the Kohen Gadol. And this is Muchach from the Gemara, and the next daf, the Gemara brings that by Aaron HaKohen, the oil was always there. He always remained with drops of oil in his beard to show me that he always needs the oil to continue being a Kohen Gadol. Now, later generations, they didn't have the actual oil, but that's the way you look at it, that the oil is making him a Kaddish B'Kedusha every single moment. And the explanation of this is what the Keren Oyer brings here in Daf Yud Beis. Because the Keren Oyer explains that a king, he gets his Kedusha, became separate, becomes the head of the nation, and that's it. But the Kohen Gadol, what his Tafkid is to connect and bring the Kedusha from above, the Shefa from Shemaim, down to the Haaretz. Kedua, that's the whole idea of a Kohen. What a Kohen does is to bring the Shefa from above, that's the idea of Birkas Kohanim, the Brocha comes from Shemaim down to the Haaretz. The main one who does is the Kohen Gadol. And that's the idea of what it says there in Daf Yud Beis, that they have the oil that goes in the head of Aaron, and then it goes down in his eyes, and it continues down into his beard, because the pshat is referring to the shefa coming from above, going down into to everyone in Klal Yisrael. And Ayin Sham, how he explains the shakla tire of the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. And going back to the Maharal we mentioned in the beginning, if Shemana Mishcha is the chibur, is the connection to the highest place, what the Kohen Gadol does is bringing that and flowing it that down from up there down to the world, to every single yid. The Mele says it's Tzavos Paneach. That's the chiluk between a melech and a Kohen Gadol. A melech needs to get it once. He has the Rosh, and it's him and his family continuing on. But the Kohen Gadol needs the oil continuously to bring the shefa from above down here. He always needs the shemen. So his son also needs the shemen. He can't give the son the shemen that he has. And in Mele, his son needs to have a new shemen and mishcha. V'advarim amukim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.